Okay.
Something vividly important. Okay, so we are drawing near to the end of the program. And the funny thing is, are you okay? The funny thing is that at this point, I don't really want to say anything funny. I know that people want to hear laughs and blah, 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 blah. But it's a little weird. Usually when I have funny things to say or things that some people find funny, it just comes out naturally. And for some reason, I'm not sure why it is, nothing really funny is coming out now. I think for some reason, it has to do with the Rav's Dvar Torah on Shabbos. Now, what I could do is ask Barry to repeat for us the Rav's Dvar Torah on Shabbos, and that probably would be funny. However, even though Barry knows it, of course, Rabbi Barry knows it, we don't want him to have to recite it in front of everybody. But one of the things, as Barry would have said, about the Dvar Torah was that it was a combination. It was about the first words. Believe me, I'm not going to repeat the Dvar Torah. No one wants that. But the basic gist is it was a combination of the intellectual and the emotional. And I'm sort of feeling that way now. Not so much intellectual, but a lot of emotional. You see, I'm not going to go through the whole history, because no one cares, but I've known Simcha for almost 28 years. And that's a long time for Simcha to have to know somebody. especially someone like me. As most of the people at table four will tell you, I'm not really very friendly. I have a lot of people on my list, and of course the list is not the good list. I'm sorry. But for whatever reason, Shapiro, Simcha has been able to tolerate me for a number of years. And Adina sort of got stuck because actually I came before she did. In fact, an interesting twist of fate, and please take this for what it's worth and don't read anything into it. Me and Shapiro lived together before Adina and Shapiro lived together as roommates in a room place, Rabbi. Not roommates, I mean people that lived in the same room, but not roommates. Okay. Not companions. People who had the same dorm room. Anyway, this is a good time while we have this opportunity to mention we have with us the Dean of Students of Yeshiva University, table number four, Brad Karasik. Dean Karasik. At any rate, as I was saying, so Shapiro, Simcha and I roomed together for 2.5 years. 2 years were connected. The half a year was, unfortunately, during the year of the Persian Gulf War. My parents wouldn't let me go at all. His parents let him go. Story of my life, but I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, so he came home. And we knew each other for a very long time, so it's hard to be funny at a time like this. Because when you think of Simcha and Adina, of course, the Rav said wonderful things, which are Rav-like. I'll say things that are Eliot-like, or Havdio, then Kadosh, then non-Kadosh. So, what came to me was the phrase, Lev Tahor. I am not going to sing. Sorry, Barry. But, anybody else like to sing? Anybody at table six? Anyway, Lev Tahor You see, we should have had the... Where's Kirshner? David, we should have had the chavra here. Next year. Anyway, Lev Tahor, a pure heart. Simcha and Adina have that, a very pure heart. They do a tremendous amount of good things. The Rev spoke about their communal involvement, which is all nice. I'll speak about it from a friend's involvement. You know, as life goes, not to get sappy or anything, but as life goes, you know, sometimes things don't always go your way. And sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Good, somebody, you got it! Anyway, I just wanted to see if Michael Salzbank was listening. And he was. Actually, let's take a moment to thank Michael Salzbank and Barry Simanowitz for wonderful, wonderful years. I'd never ask him of being Rabbis of our school. Actually, I don't remember what I was saying, but we'll continue on. So sometimes bad things happen or little curveballs, and whenever you have a curveball or something like that, you could always call on Simcha, and actually sometimes you can call on Simcha, but you can always call on Adina, and she will always be there. That's nice. And she will always be there to help out in these times of trouble. And so I also think I would be remiss if I neglected to mention the fact that I've also known Rabbi Shapiro for a number of years, and it's very rare to find someone with such a tremendous intellect, yet so normal. Most of the time, when you have somebody who's so smart, again, not to embarrass Chas V'Shalom Rabbi Shapiro, but you could open a Gemara in God knows where, and there's roughly 2,711 pages. I counted yesterday just to make sure. And Rabbi Shapiro would know anything on the page. The boys in the back, the little people in the, not little people, the boys in the back, the Choshevei Rabbanim in the front of the Gemara, and Rabbi Shapiro just knows all of that, and Midrashim, and all kinds of different things, but yet he's very normal and plain, and that's probably where some of this tzniut came from. As well, the Dershowitzes, I've come to know them, I have come to know them over the years. Holly, actually, who's here as well, I remember her for the many years also. Shapiro used to go to visit her sometimes on Sundays, blah, blah, blah. So it's really nice to have such a nice family here. And I think it's also important to recognize, of course, that from upstairs, Simcha's mother, Rochelle Rachel, is looking down and is reaping nachas and pride and joy from her son and daughter-in-law, and she is here as well with us. And a final note, we always have to look forward. If you really want to see the best part of Simcha and Adina, you could look at the four wonderful children that they have, Devorah and Leah and Yiro and Yankel. I don't think that's the right order, but that is certainly the four children that they have. And you look at their happy faces and their payas, and the fact that they are very big Mets fans, and you know that Simcha and Adina are doing a great job. So watch the car up. That's it. Okay. Simcha and Adina, would you please step forward? I'm going to read this. Presented to Simcha and Adina Shapiro, guests of honor, with Hakaras HaTov for your commitment and dedication to our Kehila, may you be rewarded with all the blessings promised to Otkim Bitzarei Sibor Be'emuna, Kehilas Kodesh, Ahavas Yisrael, Congregation Ahavas Yisrael of Kew Garden Hill, 20th, for those of you who are counting, and I know you are, annual dinner, May 1st, 2007, Yud Gimelier, Tafshin, Samach, Zayin.
Thank you, Rabbi Hecht, for your kind words. I have a reputation for being a quiet person who doesn't say much until I'm out on the baseball field coaching my team. Yes, David, it's my team. Therefore, having to make this speech is not really my area of expertise. Also, in the current shul environment, there aren't many men like myself who do not wear a hat. To even the playing field, I've decided to wear the hat that makes me feel most at home. If there is anything that I've learned over the years, it is that saying, I'll never do something, is not a good idea. It was only 8 years ago when I was coaching the AY prep team to the championship game, which we unfortunately lost, that I said that I would never coach my own kids' team. Now, with Yaakov only being 5, I have a long coaching future ahead of me. I was also reminded by my friend Brad when he heard that Adina and I had agreed to be this year's dinner honorees that I had once told him, no way, no how. At this point, let's not even discuss another officer position. This is going to be out of character for me, but I must compliment David Kirshner for doing something smart. He conveniently scheduled the dinner to take place after Parshas Kedoshim, where in Pasuk Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, it says, Lo si kom velo si tors b'nei amecha. Wow, nobody corrected my leaning. Thank you. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ni Hashem. So I guess, since the first part of the Pasuk prevents me from roasting David, I will talk a little bit about the second part of the pasuk, which relates to performing chesed for others, a hallmark of our shul. When we were choosing a community to live in, we needed a place that would be an easy commute for Adina, who was finishing up at Stern College, and myself, who was at that time working on Long Island. Chana Goldberger, who was at that time Chana Pearl, advised us to move to Kew Gardens Hills. She also encouraged us to daven at Ahavas Yisrael. Now, almost 13 years later, there has only been 2 times when I've davened elsewhere on a Shabbos or Yom Tov morning when we've been at home. One time being when Tara Hecht was named, and the other time, we won't talk about the other time. Growing up in the warm community of East Northport, under the leadership of Rabbi and Rebbetzin Baus, who are delighted to have... delighted to have be here with us tonight, I had always heard about Rabbi Baus' close friend, Rabbi Welcher, who was a, and still is, a prominent posek in Queens. When we started davening Avos Yisrael, it became clear that in addition to being a leading posek, he, along with the Rebbetzin, was very warm and welcoming. It continues to amaze me that a person can command such respect and still be so approachable on a day-to-day basis. In fact, it was just a week and a half ago where the Rav was telling Yehuda how he also played second base before moving to center field. The Rav and Rebbetzin serve as role models for the entire shul in their acts of chesed and warm hospitality. We have benefited from many acts of chesed from various members of the shul after the birth of each of our children, as well as when I was sitting Shiva. The many services that our shul provides is something that we can all be proud of. In addition, the shul also affords great vacation opportunities. We don't know of anyone that has come home from Rocking Horse Ranch unhappy. Even if they miss the chicken fried steak. On behalf of Adina and myself, I'd like to thank everyone for coming, even on such short notice. David tells me the invitation should be arriving shortly. Just to clarify, even though the ad blanks have the shul address as 147-17 73rd Avenue, the proceeds from this dinner are not going towards purchasing the house next door to Eitz Chaim. For a new youth center for future Super Bowl parties. That was a good board meeting. This past Shabbos, David mentioned that there were only a few choice seats left next to me at the dinner, implying that he may have to turn away some people. The truth of the matter is that there was a lot more room at this dinner, but once he met the quota that was set for this dinner, he started reserving them for the Heritage Center dinner so he can make his numbers there as well. We especially like to thank our friends and family who came from far and near to be with us this evening. Unfortunately, we were not zocha to have my mother, Aleha Shalom, be here with us tonight. She always enjoyed coming to our shul, and this evening would have given her much nachas. A special thank you to Shari Weiss for doing a wonderful job with the ad journal, especially when some of our closest, literally closest, shul friends waited until after the last minute. Last but not least, we'd like to thank Leon for his work on the dinner and for choosing such a wonderful dinner chairman, David Kirshner. In all seriousness, David worked very hard to make this dinner a huge success. May next year's dinner be a successful one, only in Yerushalayim HaBnuya. I hear the plaza is... At this time, just to show that there's no hard feelings, I'd like David to come up here without his black hat. I have a different one for you. So we can all show him our appreciation.
Simcha, if you lose one more game, you're fired.